I call this meeting to order of the Committee on Government Operations on Friday, April 26, 2019 at 8:03 a.m. on the fourth floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union in room 406. Moving into agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Seppel.
Present.
Senator Hall.
Present.
Senator Murphy.
Present.
Senator Prempeh.
Absence excused.
Senator Rogers.
Present.
Senator Watt.
Tardy unexcused.
A quorum is present.
Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we're going to move into agenda item 4, minutes. There are no minutes to be approved at this time. Can I go straight to agenda item 6? All right, so moving to agenda item 6, new business, election of a vice chair. I will now be opening the nominations for the position of vice chair of the Committee on Government Operations. You can either nominate yourself or someone else. Nominations do not require a second. In order to nominate someone, please stick your hand out when I call on you. Say, I nominate Senator, last name, to the office of vice chair on the Committee on Government Operations. Senator Murphy.
I move to nominate Senator D. Hall to the vice chair of the Committee on Government Operations.
Senator D. Hall, do you accept?
I accept.
Are there any more nominations at this time? Seeing that there are no further nominations, nominations are closed. Do you want to do a speech, or I can just approve you?
I'll just do a quick, it's not going to be a speech, but just my goals, I guess, as a vice chair.
Yeah, go for it.
So, obviously, if you're not here, I would take over that and, facilitate the best way I can. And then I have a goal of working with the Attorney General for this committee, and, if anyone else wants to, that's cool, too. But working with the Attorney General, as his needs, since we all should have department heads assigned to us, and just reading through the SAS, continue getting an understanding of it. And that's all.
All right. We have a 5-minute question and answer portion. Are there any questions for the candidate? Seeing none, we'll move on to our... go really far. Okay. Do we do a majority vote? A roll call vote? Seeing none, we'll move into a roll call vote. What?
Just call her.
Okay. Senator Rogers.
I move to approve Senator D. Hall for the position of vice chair on the Committee of Government Operations.
Is there a second?
Second.
So Senator D. Hall is has received the majority of the votes and is now vice chair for the Committee on Government Operations.
We can vote. Move into a simple majority vote.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the nomination of Senator D. Hall to the position of Vice Chair of the Committee on Government Operations, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Senator D. Hall is now the Vice Chair for the Committee on Government Operations.
Thank you.
Okay. So, now moving in to agenda item 6.
6B,
committee goals. So I just want to discuss what goals we'll have for the committee as a session. So If we want to start that. Senator Rogers.
Some of the goals that I have for this committee and personally are trying just to make sure that I have a better understanding of the SAS and all of the duties of myself and my fellow senators to make sure that we keep not only ourselves but each other accountable.
All right, anyone else? Senator Murphy.
So personally, I'd like to learn how to revise the SAS, and I think it'd be important for maybe like our positions, or especially your position, to meet with each department to make sure we're held accountable to what we're doing in the SAS. Because I know there's a lot of things we don't follow, like a lot of big things, like in our elections code, there's still like positions that don't exist in there. And then specific to the internship I'm running, there's some things I'd like to see changed. And then I also think part of the SAS is too, has too much information. I'd like to see maybe a little things maybe a little more vague, so like we can choose the direction of it, if that makes sense. Because there's some things that are just broken down completely, and if you don't follow one of those steps, I think you're not doing your job effectively.
All right, Senator Rogers.
I do agree with that, because sometimes that does get a bit, like, there is so much interpretation that you can use, but at the same time, I think it was broken down because people before us had that issue where not everybody knew, so I kind of think it would be beneficial just to let it play out for a little bit and then see how we like it and then move later on in our session to change it, just because I know that last session we did that with outreach hours,
mm-hmm.
and we found we didn't like it. So just to make it a little bit more of a learning experience.
Yeah, so I just want to put in my input right here. So my sheet that I gave to you guys during Senate in the first meeting when I ran for Committee on Government Operations, one of my goals was to meet with heads of each department to discuss their section of the SAS. And then following that, I wanted to work together to reword the SAS and like come down and make references. So what you're saying, Keegan, that's definitely something like I want to hit on throughout the semester so that we can make the SAS more clerical in a way. All right, Senator D. Hall.
That was actually what I was going to say too, like meet with department heads to get their version of the SAS.
Yeah, so the way I was thinking we would play that out in the semester is I would make an Excel sheet with all the senators on the sheet, and then assign a department in which you can go talk to the department head and then bring it back to the committee. We could discuss the duties of their position, their committee, their department, and then we can begin by ending the SAS. So the person on that project, so to speak, would begin by editing the SAS, and like I'm not gonna like have everyone just be like, go ahead, edit the SAS. Like I'm gonna do like I plan on doing a presentation next committee meeting on how to go about editing the SAS, and then once that's done, we'd all reconvene at committee and then go over the SAS together to make sure that it can pass easily at the Senate table, and then we could go through changing the SAS because I think that's the most effective way. All right, anything else? Okay, so I just want to share things that I put on my sheet when I ran for chair, just in case those aren't like clear to everyone. So read the governing documents. So I wanted to kind of delegate that over the summer so then we can come back and everyone knows the SAS. Now, like, back of the hand, like I could cite anything from the SAS because that's kind of obscene, but like I expect you guys to know, like, if I'm referencing, like, I'm going to discuss a part of the SAS, you know where it is, you know what states, like you get like a general idea so you understand the duties of the positions, like the part that each role plays in ASUN. And then I have simplified the governing documents, like fixing typos, clarify statements, create the references like I talked about. Meeting with the department heads, creating projects. I also, this is more like a personal thing, but I was a judicial counsel intern last semester, so I got to work on editing the SAS there, and we also started looking at the charge sheets, which were a big problem to me, so For the next chief of staff, I plan on reaching out and fixing the charge sheets. If anyone would like to go on that project with me, you're more than welcome to when it comes about, and I'll discuss it more in committee meeting when we have that set up. And then Senator D. Hall, I also put in, I want to review the elections procedures, and Senator Murphy, we also talked about this in a meeting, so we can all meet with the Attorney General and the Chief Justice to make campaigning more accessible and equitable for everyone. Like I said, create a spreadsheet and then have you guys read the SAS over the summer. And then over the summer, hopefully, with reading the SAS, you'll come up with like projects or ideas to help the SAS or the Constitution, so then students can understand it more, future ASU officers can understand it more, so then everyone's able to read it and comprehend it. And it's not this crazy, fat document that is almost impossible for someone to understand. It's rather simple and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
So are there any questions? Okay. Moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Senator D. Hall.
So I just wanted to share that I reached out to the Attorney General because during the meeting, Omar mentioned that for the students to like help him with initiatives and referendums, it would take a year, and personally, I don't agree with that, so I reached out to him and asked like if I could meet up and try to like write legislation on that to change that a bit. So if anyone also wants to help, like we haven't decided to meet yet, like when, but I could totally update you guys in the group chat and stuff.
Yeah, if you can send me an email from you on that too, so we can all, or I can get on that and understand, so we can all, like, you and I can work with Attorney General more on fixing the SAS, because I know there's a lot of the SAS that he wants to revise, so I think that'd be a good idea to start sooner rather than later.
Yes.
All right, is there any other public comment? Seeing none, we're moving into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting 8:15 a.m.